Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Dalet in Maseches Nazir. As we continue our travels in Maseches Nazir and in these dafim of Tum and Tara, again we gotta push ourselves and appreciate this whole world that was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Rosenzweig once commented that when we learn Choshen Mishpat, when we learn Yaredeya, so that's obviously every part of Torah is unique. But maybe where we really can appreciate the Dvar Hashem is where we learn something that has no parallel in the world of Mitzias, in the world of physical reality, and that is Tumen Kachim. Tumen Kachim really has no parallel. So today we learn more about Inyani Tumen Tara. We have some Yisodos, and we actually touch on some other Inyanim besides Tumen Tara as well today. Okay, says the Gemara. We're going to start with a high Aver Min Hames, which is about 10 lines up from the bottom on Nun Gimel Amebeis. The last word on the line is high. So the Gemara just quoted a machlokas between Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Again, the Mishnah listed off, how do we get into this whole thing? The Mishnah listed off all the tumas that if a Nazir comes in contact with that tuma, so then a Nazir's Nazirus is undermined, and therefore he must start again. The next Mishnah, on today's daf, Daf Nadal is going to tell me which type of tumas do not undermine the Nazirus. But one of the ones on the list, on Daf Memtes, back of the Mishnah, was an Aver that has a limb that has meat on it enough to regenerate itself if it would still be connected to the person. But if it does not have enough meat on it, flesh on it to regenerate, so then we say it is not Metame Ba'ohel. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish have a machlokas. What about if you touch it? What about if a Nazir touches an Aver that does not have so much flesh on it, that doesn't have enough flesh to regenerate? So is that Metame? So that was a Machlokas. Reb Yochanan says it is not, and Reish Lakish says it is, and yesterday we spoke about the Diyukim each of them have from the Mishnais. So now we pick that up. Hi Aver Min Hames Heichidami. So what exactly is the case of an Aver Min Hames, a limb of a corpse, which does not have enough flesh? Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case? Eid Ispe, we're plugged in and everything, we're okay. Eid Ispe, Etzem Kisaora. If you're right, the limb doesn't have enough flesh, but doesn't have enough bone. So if it has enough a bone the size of a barley seed, which is a tiny amount, so you figure that the limb has a tiny piece of bone in it, so my time is Rabbi Yochanan. So if it has a bone of the size of a barley seed, so what does Rabbi Yochanan mean? That if you touch it, it's not going to be Batami Magan Masa. Forget the Aver issue, it has bone in it. Bone is Batami. Eat the lesbian at some kisa, alright, if he doesn't have any bone, zero, so my time at the Reish Lakish. So how can Reish Lakish say your tame? It has no bone, it has no flesh. So why is it metame you? Why is it metame you? Usually we translate the word aver to mean basar gidim batsamos. Usually, what does a limb mean? What is a limb made up of? It's made up of flesh and bone and sinews. Basar gidim batsamos. So here, there is no basar. You're telling me there's no etzem. So why is it metame? So the Gemara says, you're right. Really, it has no bone. If it had a bone in it, it had a bone the size of a barley seed, of course it's going to be Batame, the Nazir, if a Nazir touches it. So what's the case here that it's under Machlokas? It must be a case where there is no bone, and there is not enough flesh. Maybe there's a little flesh. There's not enough, too much flesh. But still, there's a special limit in the Pasuk that teaches me an Aver without flesh, without bone, still it's going to be Batame you. The Tanya, as the Bryce is going to explain. We're going to have two Bryces here. The first Bryce is really, we don't need right now, but the second one is going to say Mefurish exactly this point. The second, with the first Brysa, is going to list off certain things that are Metame B'ohel. The second Brysa is going to list off items that are Metame B'maga, with touching, which is exactly what we're trying to figure out, a case where somebody touches an Aver, and his tame becomes tame, even though it does not have enough flesh and it does not have enough bone. So to Tanya, the Brysa says, first Brysa is about Tumas Ohel. V'chol she'yigal p'nei asadeh v'chol acher v'meis. Psuk him in Parshas Chukas. Somebody's on the field and touches a chalal cherev, a corpse, obemeis, some other type of somebody, a corpse that was killed, a person that just died. So we have this a v'chulu. So the Bryce is now going to darshit every phrase of the pasuk. What is betame? Al pnei asadeh, what does that mean? Zehama'ahil al pnei ameis. That's someone who mamish, there's a corpse on the ground, and somebody goes over it. That's tumas ohel. Bachalal, what does that word teach me? Ze'aver min hachai v'yesh lo halos aruka. That's a limb from a live person, and there's enough flesh on it to regenerate itself, if it was still connected to the person. So then, that also is mitame. Cherev, what does the word cherev teach me? It says chalal cherev, which pashtus means a corpse that was killed by a sword. But we darshin the word cheref to teach me, harei zeh kechalol. The sword is like a corpse. Cheref harei hu kechalol. This is a very large topic. We'll talk a little bit about it now, and then we'll talk more about it later on today. The usual rule in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, 98% of the time, is that Tumah is transmitted one level down. We know the Mishnah is listed in the first parak in Maseches Kelim. Start off with the most chamer tumas, the avos ha-tumah, the fathers of tumah. Every time an avot tumas batame something, it goes down one to a rishon creates a sheni creates a shlishi by truma and kachim, a shlishi creates a revi by hektish. So it always goes down. There are at least two exceptions, though. Daraisa. Two daraisa, there's drabanan exceptions, all liquids become shenis, but there are two daraisa exceptions where tumah transfers across. Tumah doesn't transfer down. Number one is the mishkav of a zav. If a zav or a zava sit on a couch, a cushion, a pillow, something that is normally sat on. So the halacha is a zav is an avatuma, and the thing they're sitting on is an avatuma. It's a special din of mishkav azav. So that's one exception to the rule where tumah doesn't go down, it goes across. A second exception is right here. Cherev harik achala. What does that mean? Achala is a corpse. A dead body. A dead body is what we call avi avos ha-tumah. I saw this ha'ara yesterday. I saw it in the Sakhpidi Tamudis. Amazing. I never realized it. The Lashon avi avos ha-tumah is nowhere in Shas. We call it the granddaddy of all tumah. That's in the Rishonim. The Rishonim made that up. The Mishnayis and Gemara does not have a mace is no different than everything else. Oh, you're right. Avi avos. So maybe you could say it like that's a third exception. That's an avatoma that goes across, because if a person touches a dead body, they become an av. It's not avi avos to an av. There is no category, avi avos. But the Rishonim made it up, because that's what it's called. That's what it does, really. But really, let me go back to what I said. There are three exceptions. Mishkav azav, another one is the mace itself. The corpse itself, somebody touches it, or anything that comes in contact with a dead body, so that becomes an av, even though it's really avi avos and an av. That's because you look at the first parak in Kalim, it lists off all the avos. Avos atoma, then it says these are more chamor, and these are more chamor, and these are more chamor, and then it ends off. Ha chamor mikulon, the most stringent av, is the mace. Doesn't call it avi avos. First parak in Kalim, right? It says chamor mikulon amace, shehu matame ba'ohel, mashein kulon matame. Okay. So that's another example. But then you have this halacha of cheref harei kechalal. The halacha is doraisa. If you have a sword that killed someone, that sword is just like the dead body, and that sword creates avatoma. Does not create rishon. Right? Usually something gets tamei beis. If I touch a dead body, I am an av, and I touch something else, I make a rishon. Cheref harei kechalal, that's the chiddush. When it comes to this metal sword, usually we're talking about metal, a metal sword, cherev, the sword, harehu kechalal, is just like a chalal, it's just like a dead body. Remember, a chalal literally means empty. A chalal is a corpse. A chalal of a kohen is somebody who was emptied from his kedushas kahuna. Chalal always means space and emptiness. So that's what it says here, cherev, harehu kechalal, a cherev is like a chalal, is just like a dead body. And if a person touches it, so then the person is going to become an avatoma. There are many machlokos, not many, a number of machlokos, in the Rishonim, how far do you take this? Cherev harei kechalal. Number one, is it a cherev harei kechalal matami ba'ohel also? What if a cherev is in a room and a kohen walks in? Is a kohen tamei? Is a kohen allowed to walk in a room? Some Rishonim say, this is machlokos Rishonim, we're going to have on later on in today's daf and dalam abeis, some Rishonim say, of course it cannot be matami ba'ohel. Had a kohen walk into any room? The lashon of one of the Rishonim is Ezu Bayis Asher Tivnuli. What kind of house? What house are Kohanim going to walk into? What, none of the nails in the house and none of the metal parts of the raw materials built in the house? They were never tamei mace. They never. If you say that, then a Kohen can't walk into any house. So you have to say these Rishonim say that cherev kecholo only means for magen masa purposes. If somebody touches them or carries them, but not for oel. Other Rishonim say no. Applies to oel too. That's one machlokas. Another machlokas is, does it only apply to metal? Does it only apply to metal? It says cheref. Or does it apply to all non-kli cheres kalim? All non-earthenware utensils. That's the machlokas we've shown him. Tosas has 2 days about this on today's daf, in Dalat Amabes. The Rambam paskins all kalim besides kli cheres. That's the sheet of Rambam. Cheref erik achalal applies to all kalim, not just metal. All kalim besides as the Rambam's lashon in Tumas Meis, Hey Gimel, v'hu adin l'shar kelim, ben kli madchus, ben kli shetef, u begadim. Begadim. Clothing. Clothing that's on the corpse, that's also Chayav Harei Kechala, says the Rambam. Another machlokas we show him. Third machlokas, and then we'll move on. Does a person who becomes tamei by touching this cherev, does he need hazah shlishi v'shvi? Is it mamish like he touched a dead body and therefore he has to be sprinkled with the ashes of the parah aduma on day 3 and 7? Another machlokas mishnah, the Rambam seems to say yes. This cherev harehu kechalal. It applies to all the kelim and the hazah. Many, it's really close to chalal. The Ramban argues on this. The Ramban says no. Okay, it's kip. Focus on the kip. It's like it, it's not exactly. The Rabban, where's the Rabban? Parshas Chukas. The Rabban of Parshas Chukas says, V'hanira b'na sugyus v'mishnu b'gemara. We'll get to some of that sugya today. Shu mitame b'magu b'masa kemes. Acher v'ari k'chalal is mitame maga and masa. Aval einu kamol v'tame ohel. First of all, it's not mitame b'ohel. Like we said before. Shematsu b'omiyem in akasuv b'ohel. Adam ki yamus b'ohel. She'enu rakal adam atzmo. Kohanim won't be able to walk into any houses if it was metamei ba'ohel. Says the Ramban, it can't be. And then he adds on our point now. You don't need the sprinklings. It makes you tamei 7 days, but it's still a difference. There's still a qualitative difference, says the Ramban. It's not so put it's lishitaso. He limits it. There's no tumas ohel, and there is no hazah. The Rambam seems to say the other extreme. The Rambam says there is tumas ohel, and there is hazah shlishi v'shvi, and it includes all kalim. The Rambam has a more expansive shita, and the Ramban has a more limited shita. Okay, so again, that's a number of machlokas, which are going to come up again at the end of today's daf. So we're in the middle of this brisa, of being metamei, of listing off things that are tamei out in the field. Second to last line, oh b'meis, what does that teach me? Ze eiver nachlam b'meis, that means a limb that came from a dead, an eiver min ha'meis, that's also metamei. Oh be'etzem adam, ze rov atzamos. That was yesterday's discussion. Just by the way, I kept translating it as a quarter of a kav of bone dust. It might not be, I saw some of the translation, it might not be dust yesterday. The rova might be bone fragments, like tiny little pieces. Either way, dust, little fragments, they're not whole. That's the key. Obe kever, what does obe kever teach me? Ze kever sasum. Also, new idea. What is kever sasum? That a kever sasum is batame. So the Tosfos explains. If you have a corpse in a coffin, if you have a corpse in a coffin, and there is not a tefach of airspace above between the corpse and the roof of the coffin, there is not a tefach of airspace. So in most cases, there is not a tefach of airspace. The tumah goes all the way up. Tumah goes all the way up. Bakas va'ola. There's no ohel above it to stop it. That's called tumah rutsusa. And tumah goes all the way up. Straight from up right above the corpse, all the way up to Shemayim, so that's Tumas Ohel. But, Tosfos explains, let's say you have a very skinny body, and there's a tefach of airspace above the corpse and the coffin. So then the Tumah is caught. The Tumah doesn't go up above the coffin. It's caught in the Ohel. It's caught in the oil, and therefore it does not go up straight. It doesn't go straight up on the daraisa level. Says Tosfos, though, Chazal enacted a tumah derabanan of oel hames, which is called kever. The kever itself is matame. That's a din derabanan, but you know what it is? It's a little bigger because the tumah midrabanan goes up from the coffin, not from the mace. So let's say the coffin is 2 feet longer than the mace. So it's going to go up from the coffin straight up, even though midaraisa doesn't go anywhere because there's an ohel of airspace in there. So the tumah is caught in there. So midaraisa doesn't go up, but midrabanan, says Tosfos, it goes all the way up, but it goes keneged parallel to the kever, which is even larger than the mace. That's what Tosfos says, about 8 lines up from the bottom of Tosfos. V'hacha irina da kever atzmo matame, afilu shalo keneged hames. Right? It's tumas kever, not tumas mace. That's learned out from that pasuk. Obe kever. De amar mar, because we learned, tuma bokas, all the bokas yeredes. Tuma goes all the way up and all the way down. See the top mefarish? V'naasa kever ke gufo shel mace atzmo. We treat the kever like the guf of the mace. Even though you're not touching, you're a mile over it. Tame. That is all brisa number one. Brisa number one, which relates to Tumas Ohel. The second one is what we What are we trying to do here? Remember what we're doing? We're trying to prove Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, even though I have an aver here that doesn't have a lot of flesh on it, and it doesn't even have bone in it, still it's going to make you tameh if you touch it. Special limud. So where do you see that? So the first brisa didn't have that. The second one's going to have it. If you look at the negiya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Regarding tumas negiya, Rabbi Yehuda says, Tanya, hanogeya b'hanogeya be'etzem o b'chalal. So we're going to darshan this pasuk too. Be'etzem ze'etzem kisa'ora. Be'etzem means if you have a bone the size of a barley seed. O b'chalal ze'ever hanechla menachai ve'in bo lahalos haruka. That means a limb that comes from a live person and doesn't have enough flesh on it. That's it. That's the riot. We're going to explain it in a minute more. Obemes, that means Eber HaNechlam and Ames. Obekever, Amar Eish Lakish, Zekever, Shelefnei HaDibur. That was referring to a kever from somebody who died before the Dibur. We'll get back to that in a minute. Let's finish first. That's the end of the Brisa. Let's just do the Raya. So, hi, Eber Min Ames Echidami. What exactly is meant by the, we learned out that Eber Min Ames, if you touch it, it's a problem. It makes you tummy. Hey, Echidami. Eat this, Be'etzem Kisa'ora. If it has the bone on the side of a barley seed, hi, Nahanogia Be'etzem. That's exactly what we, was earlier on the list. Bone. Bone is bone the size of an etzem. Ella, what must Eber mean? The less Be'etzem Kisa'ora. It must be even without this bone the size of a barley seed. Be'afilohachi Rabye. And even so, the pasuk includes it. So that's what Reish Lakish says. Reish Lakish says, "Anazir's begaleach." If a person touches a piece, an aver that has a little bit of flesh on it, not too much, and it does not have the bone the size of a barley seed, he's still metame, becomes tame because of this special limud. Let's just finish the two dots. Amar lecha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "What do you mean?" Rabbi Yochanan, who said what? Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said, no, he's not Tameh if he touches such an Aver. So what do you do with this Brisa? La'olam de'ispe, really, even the Aver and the Brisa is talking about a case where you have the bone the size of a barley seed. Vim eino inyin l'maga'o, t'neu inyin l'maso'o. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, and you need a separate makar, one for maga and one for masa, touching it and carrying it. So don't bring me a riot that the second one is talking about a case where you don't have the bone the size of a barley seed. You need the bone the size of a barley seed. Just one is maga and one is masa. Reish Lakish would obviously answer back, you don't need two makaras for that. Maybe there's a connection between maga and masa. You don't need two makaras for that. Okay, a number of things to talk about here. Let's go backwards. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said, no, la'olam really, it has the bone the size of a barley seed. But you need two makaras, one for maga, one for masa. This is a classic comment by the Sha'ar Mitzion Ba'alacha here. This is why you buy the sefer, right here. It says the Sha'ar Mitzion Ba'alacha. It's Rabbi Yochanan L'shitaso. What kind of Rabbi Yochanan L'shitaso? Rabbi Yochanan requires the bone the size of a barley seed. It's Gemara Brachas Daf Hei. Brachas Daf Hei. The Gemara about Yisur and Shalava. What did the Gemara there say? That Rabbi Yochanan used, Rachmana Litzlan, used to carry around the bone of the tenth son of his tenth son that was Nifter. Rachmana Litzlan. Dein Garma Dasi Rabir. Right, this is the bone of my tenth son. Rashi. Brachas Daf Hema Beis. What does Rashi say? Beer, Kamo Bar. Bar vitzar etzem pachos mikisaora, and he carried around the bone the smaller than the size of a barley seed, bisudaro in his handkerchief la'agvas nefesh because of agvas nefesh. That's agvas. What do you have to say pachos mikisaora for? Rabbi Yochanan L'shitaso says pachos mikisaora is not matame. Rabbi Yochanan right here says that pachos mikisaora is not matame. That's what he did, and that's what he says. He quotes Shem Sinai Balacha, quotes some achronim. How could Rabbi Yochanan wasn't a Kohen, but how could he, Ish Tzadik V'tumim, carry around a bone and put himself in Tumah? He didn't. L'shitaso, it's only Reish Lakish that says less. But Rabbi Yochanan himself, our Gemara, Pachad Miksa'ar is not a problem. So that's why, says the Sharam Sarim Balacha, this Ish Kalos like Rabbi Yochanan, others say it was a tooth. Others say it says on the side of the Gemara over there in the Ein Mishpat. But he says, no, it was a real bone. But Rabbi Yochanan L'shitaso says it's not a problem. Yeah. No, well, Reish Lakish was the one that said even without flesh and without bone size. That was what we're talking about here. The whole machlokas here, right? The Mishnah said, but less flesh than is significant. Less flesh of lahalos aruka. Maybe a no flesh. Either way, it's a good l'shitas. Okay, can't undermine that part. What? Ah, so we spoke about that. No, to be Yehuda. What isn't there a halacha? He's supposed to be supposed to bury even an aver. So the No, to be Yehuda spoke about it. If there's a tzorich, Is there a chiyuv kvura? Right, he had that. We had the Rabbi Yehuda that tshuva where he wanted to carry around his legs in order to get more rachmanis. See, paskin, there is no chiyuv of kvura, but it's going to be betamayu because it has basar on it. That was Avraham ben Achai. So I don't know about Avraham ben Ameis. You have to do the research. Is there on every tiny one, or is that just midas chasidus? I don't know what Meir Kara did. It's got to look it up. Okay, so that is the din of Rabbi Yochanan. Now going backwards a little bit more. So one of the drushes here that Rish Lakish learned out from the word obekever was kever shelefnei hadibur is also metame b'maga. What does that mean? 2 days in Tosis. Tosis dibur maskel o. First skinny line. First Tosfos says kode matan Torah, meaning somebody who died before matan Torah, right? Ben Noach. They're not Jewish. So then they're not metame b'ohel. They're not metame b'ohel. But this brisa teaches me they're matami b'mago b'masa. Number one, lefnei matan Torah. Number two, second day of Tosfos, they ask a couple of questions. So go to right across from where the rush starts. V'riva pirish. The riva says, what does it mean, kodem matan Torah? It doesn't mean kodem matan Torah. It really means after matan Torah, before they got parshas chukas. That's what it means, kodem matan Torah. Kirish kever shelefnei adibur gam osan shemesu. The word should be achar, not kodem. Achar matan Torah, kodem shenemar parshas tumas meis. That's a second. So 2 days, what kodem matan Torah means. Either way, the Gemara is assuming that everybody before matan Torah or before Parshas Chukas had the status of Bnei Noach, not Yisrael, and that Ben Noach is not metami ba'ohel. That's really a machlokas tanoim. But that's what the Tosfos says. We're going according to the opinion that an akum is not metame ba'ohel. Maga and masa. Then we everybody agrees to that. So the Tosfos deals. Why do you need a separate pasuk for that? Okay. But either way, at most maga and masa, not ohel. But that's 2 days in Tosfos. What we are talking about at which time of history? What's the makar? What's the makar that a non-Jew is not metame ba'ohel? What's the makar? So, different makor is quoted. One is quoted in Yevamah Samach Aleph, Adam kiyamus ba'ohel. And Adam, ain Yisrael, ain Adam, menikra el Yisrael. Right? Only Yisrael is called Adam. Tosas there quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, a little problematic, because you find other psukim where Adam refers to umos ha'olam, non-Jews. Says Tosas, Tema. The Gemara there says, ain ovdei kochavim kruyim Adam. So, ein ovi kochavim, ein betamim ba'ohel. That's Yevamah, Staf Samach Aleph, Amad Aleph. Tema says Tosas, what do you mean? We darshan, Akim she'osik ba'torah, harikah kohen gadol, shenemar she'yasa osam ha'adam b'chai bohem. We darshan psukim, Adam referring to non-Jews. So, what does Rabbi Natan say? There's a difference between Adam and ha'adam. Adam can be Jews. Where's Rabbi Natan? Rabbi Natan, at first, yishchilok min Adam la'ha'adam. The ovdi kochavim bechlal ha'adam. But Adam, that's umos ha'olam. Adam is only Jews, I'm sorry. So what's the difference? Adam ha'adam. So al pidrash, I think we mentioned in the past the thought from Rav Salvechik, who says that when it comes to umos ha'olam, there are special people. There are special, unique individuals. Ha'adam. When it comes to Am Yisrael, everyone, Adam. We have to focus on the ha'adams. Every pasha the yid has a pinta the yid. Adam. Adam ze Yisrael. Ha'adam. The unique one? Okay. Ha'adam. But Adam ze Yisrael. Everyone has selam aloki. Everyone has a unique demus aloki, and therefore that's Adam and Ha'adam. But that's the makar. At least one of the makars quoted by the Rishonim by Bali Tosfos, and based on that Gemara in Yevamis, that Akum is not metame be ohel. Yeah. Excellent. How could you say a Jew had the status of a Ben Noach after Matan Torah? So he would have to say. Well, I'll ask a better question in a minute. Not a better question. A different question. What? What about Mara? They even got mitzvahs beforehand. They got Paraduma. Paraduma, they got a Mara even. The question is, they didn't have Paraduma. They didn't have a Voda yet. We spoke about that. When did we speak about that? Shabbos HaGadol, maybe? I don't remember. We spoke about that at some point. But you're right. They got the mitzvah even though they couldn't do it yet. Why did they get Paraduma? Kibbutz Avayim, I understand. And the other ones, I had Shabbos, I understand. They didn't even get to do Paraduma yet. They didn't have a Mishkan yet. Right? So what did they give them the Paraduma? It's Kasha. But what Yisrael just asked, and that is, how can you say they didn't have that status? So maybe Lagabi this halacha. Must be Lagabi this halacha. Of course they were Am Yisrael already. But Lagabi a halacha that wasn't given to them yet, maybe it wasn't shy. But what about the other question? Go back in time. So what about, did Bnei Yisrael before Mount Torah had the status of Bnei Noach? That is a huge issue. That's a huge discussion, mostly in the Achronim, but even in some Rishonim. Rabbi Bnei Yisrael before Matan Torah, were they Bnei Noach plus? With a couple of extra mitzvahs, or were they Am Yisrael? And they were different already. So this Gemara sounds like they were Bnei Noach. Sounds like they were Bnei Noach. And that is why Tosfos asks, why can't Kohanim, or why did, I'll tell you the question that he asks, Rabbi Benah, the Gemara Baba Basra tells us that Rabbi Benah was Mitzayin, he put markers out by all the Kfarim, to make sure Kohanim didn't go there, including Maris HaMachpelah. Why do you have to put markers out for Maris HaMachpelah? Right? They're not talking about OL anyway. Right? From before Matan Torah. We'll put the question in today's terms, could a Kohen go into Maris HaMachpelah? Right? Could a Kohen get to Maris HaMachpelah? What do you say, Yossi? Right, no. Usually we say no. Usually we say, I never met a Kohen who went into Maris HaMachpelah. Right? So what's the... So Tosfos says, why not? What does our Gemara say? Lefnei HaDibur is Matami B'Magal B'Masa, not Matami B'Ohel. So what's the answer? So Tosfos says, V'Omer Riva, look at the end of Tosfos. Ela Omer HaRiva, D'Shapa Kar Ye'odam, Adam HaRishon V'Avram, Ha'adam HaGodol V'Anakim. They were Adams already. The Avis? Adam, first of all, was called, his name was Adam. And the Avis, they were Adams. Come on! They were Adams, maybe everybody else. But Adam, the Avos had to be Adams already. So that's, they're included already. They're different and they're special. They're special. But again, this is a major issue. Maybe they already had the status of Am Yisrael beforehand. This Gemara doesn't sound that way. I'll just mention it because it was last week's Parsha. The Ramban on last week's Parsha. Where's my Ramban? Ramban on last week's Parsha by the Makalel. It's a great Ramban. Ramban says, right, who was the Makalel? The Torah describes, Ben Isha Yisraelis v'hu Ben Ish Mitzri. He was the son of a Jewish mother and an Egyptian father. Right? That's what it says. Ben Ish is v'hu Ben Ish is Mitzri, betok b'nei Yisrael. And he was amongst b'nei Yisrael, and he went out and cursed, and this Ben Yisrael is cursed, and didn't know what to do with him, etc. Two questions asked by the Rishonim. Number one, Rashi says, who was this Ish Mitzri? Who was this Ben Ish Mitzri? It was the Mitzri that Moshe killed in Mitzrayim. Vayifin Kovacho. That's what Rashi quotes here. Right? The Ish Yisrael, I'm sorry, it was quoted here, he quotes it later on. Rashi quotes it somewhere. What? Sorry? He quotes it here? Okay, I just can't find it right now. He quotes it here. Right, he quotes it here. That Rashi was the son of this Egyptian. So that's why the Mefarshim asked, the Fiskuni asked, but what do you mean? Didn't Vayifin Kovacho, Rashi quote in Shmos, that he looked and he saw there were no Jews that were going to come out of him? So how could he have offspring here? Oh, so the Chizkuni says his wife was pregnant already. Okay, when he killed her. Kasha 1. Answer. But the other Kasha is, the other Rashi, what does Rashi say? Pesach B'nai Yisrael. Milamed Shenis Gayer. He converted. This guy had converted. Converted? His mother was Jewish. His mother was Jewish, his father was Egyptian. What do you mean converted? He's Jewish! So what does the Ramban say? He quotes the Tzarfatim. The Tzarfatim say, Ki tam ageiris v'bnei shal yakodim matan Torah. It was before Matan Torah, and therefore everybody had paternal descent. And therefore, you were a Jew if your father was Jewish, like the Umos HaOlam, go by paternity. But then, afterwards we switched. But that's why the Ramban says you need a Geirus, last week's Parsha. Says the Ramban, what? V'ein daiti kach, ki me'eshe ba Avraham bivris ha Yisrael ubegoyim lo yischashav. They were Am Yisrael already by from Avraham Avinu, says the Ramban. Right, they changed their status already. Changed then, they had different halachas, had different status. So 2 days of the Ramban, the Tzarfatim versus the Ramban, whether Am Yisrael was different before Matan Torah or not. What do you have to say? What is Betokhane? What is Milamich and Hizgayer? So Hizgayer, the Ramban says, no, it just means that he followed his mother's teachings. It doesn't mean he really, really became Jewish. He was Jewish. I mean, usually you go after the father, you follow your father, what your father does. No, here he did it. Here he did it. But either way, so that is a big. Our Gemara assumes. Our Gemara assumes, though, seems to assume that the Klal Yisrael beforehand was had the status of Bnei Noach. One final makar halacha l'maisa. So Kohanim in a non-Jewish cemetery. Kohanim in a non-Jewish cemetery. So what is it? What does Our Gemara seem to say? Mutter. Right. What does Our Gemara say? It's not mitame, but ohel. So that is a machlokas we've shown him whether Kohanim should. Or, you know, should or should not. Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Shin Ayin Beis in Yaradeya, Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim Nachon Lizaher HaKohen Milei Lechaleyem. It's Nachon to be Zahir. Right, to go up above them. Afal Pi Sheyesh Mekilin, even though there are some Mekilin the Ramah adds, Nachon Lahachmir. It's Nachon to be Machmir in this case. Again, he quotes other poskim. Is it mitin? It's a machlok. It's a steer in the Rambam. The Chuvis, the Mishnah Torah. But either way, he says the Shulchan Aruch says nachon lizar. So even in a totally non-Jewish cemetery, a kohen should be zahir not to go in. The Dugal Merivava says he's more meglis. Maybe not. He says bechlal or kohenim are tummy today anyway. The most we're talking about is the Rabbanan here. They're already Tamimi Rabbanan. So Rabbi Yehuda says here, Karnim Bizmana Zeinus Armel Atuma. Vavtalo Kaimelka Raivid, even though we don't pass it like the Raivid, we call Makom Bemes Kusi Ika Sexveka. Maybe the halacha is like the Raivid, that once you're Tamimi, you can make yourself more Tamimi. Vivtem Salaman Deloka Raivid. Maybe the halacha is that you can't be Matami, but Ohel. So either way, that is a discussion of what the Kohen should do. Halacha Le'emaisa. Okay, let's continue. Where are we up to? Two dots. Umaze b'shlishi b'shvi v'soser. So the Mishnah back on daf Mem Tes had said, after that whole list, if a Nazir becomes Tameh with any of these items, so he's Tameh Mace, he has to get sprinkled 3 and 7, and it's Soser his Nazirs. Ibailahu, the end of the Mishnah said that he cannot start again until he becomes Tahar. Tosas pointed out that the last three words of the Mishnah really shouldn't be there, because then the Gemara here wouldn't have a question. It must be that a Gemara did not have the girsa of the last three words in our Mishnah. So it says you become Tahar. So when can you start again? Ibailu, Haidik Tani Ache Yitar. When the Mishnah says you cannot start again until you become Tahar, Bishvi'i Koi, Ad'ar of Harei Shemesh, he's standing on day 7, and he has to wait till nighttime to start. Umani Rabbi Elazar he, and it's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion who says you could start counting your new Naziris from day 7. Odelma Bishminikoi, we're talking about on day 8. Umai Achi Yitar, what does Achi Yitar mean? Achi Yavi Karbanosav, until you bring your Karbanos, Umani Rabbanani. Meaning, when is the Mishnah assuming you can start your new Naziris? Day 7 or day 8? So, this rings a bell. If you remember back to the side, it says, La'el Yuchesma Mabez. Back at Yuchesma, we had four opinions. Well, some on Yuchesma Nal, some on Yuchesma Mabez. I was in Israel or somewhere, I was away, these dafim, so somebody else I was in England. I was giving these dafim. The Gemara there quoted four opinions of the Tanoim. Could a Nazir start counting his new Naziris on day 7? On day 8 in the morning? On day 8 after he brings his Chatos? On day 8 after he brings his Asher? Right, or it's Ola. I forgot the fourth one was which carbon? If you're looking at the Yerchasma base, it was day 7, day 8, after Chatos, after Asher. Right, nobody says after Ola, because Ola is Doron. Right, that was the, Yerchasma base. So the Gemara is here assuming which opinion of those Tanam is our Mishnah going according to, day 7 or 8. So Tashma, Midit, Ani Seifa, Maskel, Amon, Miyad. We know it from the next Mishnah, because the next Mishnah says, when it's not so serious, you start counting immediately, which should mean day 7. Haresha, Mayesha, Yitar. So the first Mishnah must mean, actually, Yavi Karbanosav, must be the following day, day 8. Umani Rabbanan, he must be the Rabbanan. Da Amri Naziris Tatara Ad Shmini Lo Chayla. That you cannot start counting the new one until day 8. Okay, so that was all a list and a discussion of tumas that a Nazir is mitami himself for, and it's Soser is Naziris. Aval, but the following are not Soser. Most of these are Darabanan. Most of these in the list are tumas Darabanan, that's why it's not Soser. We'll see if any of them are Daraisa. Aval has Sechachos. Sechachos are overhangings. The Gemara will talk about what exactly that is. Fahaparaos, also a type of overhanging, one tree, one stone. But both these are overhangings, which we'll see are tumos derabanan. Ubeis hapras. Beis hapras is also a tuma derabanan. Beis hapras is a field where a kever has been, you know there was a kever in there, but it was plowed over. It was plowed over. So even if there was a kever in there, you assume that it got totally crunched and there's no pieces left. That's going to be enough to be mitami ba'ohel. So if there's a dindra abanan, that an area of 100 amas, right? First wide line of Tosfos. Va'ad kuf ama chashu chachamim. Right, 100 amas around, chachamim war choshesh, that there's something here. So it's a tuma midra abanan.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's the Rash. The Rash asked that question. The Rash Mishantz says, why don't you say regular rules of Tumah? This is Rosh Hasharabim. So why don't you say Savik Tumah Rosh Hasharabim Sveiko Tahar? This is Rosh Hasharabim we're talking about here. So the Rash answers, the Rash in Ahalus, I'll give you the exact makar. The Rash in Ahalus, Yudches Gimel. The Rash in Ahalus says, maybe that whole principle only applies when you're talking about one person. One person, you're not sure what happened to him. Did he become Tameh? Did he become Tar? One situation. But here, it's like the world. Here, the world, it's a Tumah in general on the world. You don't know about this field has Suffolk in it. So that's why maybe it's a little bit. Dafka k'shatum yadua bimkoma, v'leka sveika l'zesha nichnas. I will never, don't ever, asha sveika u'l'chol adam. And therefore, maybe regular rules don't apply. Maybe, okay, maybe what you're right, regular rules of Mida Oraisa, you should have said Tar. But Chazal had their reasons for making it Tameh, so maybe their reasons override regular rules of Tum and Tara. As we said, that the Din Daraisa is a Hachra, it's not a Birur. So they're overriding that. Okay, continuing the list of items that a Kohen is not Migalayachan. The Eretz Ha'amim, we touched on this a couple of weeks ago, we'll get back to it. Chutz La'aretz. The Nazir goes to Chutz La'aretz. He makes himself Tameh, but doesn't undermine his Nazirus. Vahagolov, remember the back in the Mishnah about Hilmi Amalka, where she had to do it all over again when she came to Eretz Yisrael. Vahagolov Adofek. What's Golol and Dofek? That's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Machlokas here, many might be familiar with it from the first Perek in Ksubis. Rashi says Golol are the sides of the coffin, and the Dofek is the top of the coffin. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says Rabbi Natam says he does not like that because it sounds like Golol is outside the ground in some Gemaras. So he thinks Golol means a Matseva. The Golol is the Matseva, the gravestone. So the Machlokas is what Golol and Dofek is, some part of the coffin gravestone area that also is not Matame enough to make the Nazir be Megaleach. Matseva, remember, Rabbi Kiv Eger mentioned in Yaradeya, not going to look it up now, that the minog used to be that a Matseva is put up after Yud Beis Chodesh. Because Matseva is so to be Mazkir, be Mazkir under Yoma, she was sponsored for a yard site today, Dr. Friedman's mother. So, in Matseva is the idea, says Rabbi Kiv Eger, to remember a person. So the Gemara says, Acher Yud Beis Chodesh, Amesis Neshachach Ben Aleif. That's why the minog is to put up a Matseva after Yud Beis Chodesh. Nowadays we do it sometimes earlier, whenever it gets ready, to have the Matseva. But that's the minog quoted by Rabbi Kiv Eger. On the first page of Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter came out with Nefesh HaRav a year after the Rav was Nifter. So he quotes as Rabbi Kiv Eger and he says, there's no greater Matseva than having a Sefer with the Torah of the person. So that's why I'm putting it out now. And that's what he says, that quotes the story of from the Netziv, that they presented a letter printed at the beginning of the Merom Yisada, that in Taf Reish Chav Beis, 1862, they came out with a biography of Rabbi Kiva Eger. They brought it to the Netziv. The Netziv said they didn't want to read it. He says, I'm busy learning his Torah. I don't need to read stories about his life. His Torah is the greatest Maskara. So he didn't read the biography, at least not then. So he said, give me his Torah. Give me a Chiddush Rabbi Kiva Eger. Give me the stories of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So I guess we're Eifna Fluki Borim, you know, we need the stories also. We're also inspired by the stories. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, V'Raviyah's Dam, also Raviyah's Dam is not Metamei, a Nazir that he has to be Megalech, but all of Rovat Samos, and also a Rovat Samos if you're Metamei, but oil in it, the Kalim Anogim Emes, that's going to be Charev HaRekachol again, Kalim that touch a dead body, don't make a Nazir be Megalech. We'll get back to that. We may Sifro, we may Gamro. And during the days of Svira, of a Mitzora is counting to become Tahar, Megamro during the days that he is a Mitzora Mochlat, meaning Tumas Saras, don't make him undermine his Naziris. Al Elo Ein Nazir Megaleach, the Nazir is not Megaleach on these. Tosis points out that for Mitzora, he has to be Megaleach for other reasons. Not for Naziris, but that is for Mitzora. Umazab Shlishi Bishvi, but some of these, we'll see, are going to need sprinkling on day 3 and 7. If they're Drabban, they're not going to need, so the Gemara is going to limit it, as we'll see. But they need sprinkling on 3 and 7. The Enos Ozer Sakonman, they don't undermine the earlier days. Ubas Kalabona Miyad, and right after he becomes Tar, he can start counting again for Karban Ein Lo, there's no Karban here. Be'emes Amru means various things in different places. So here the Mefarish says, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Six wide line of the Mefarish. Halacha on the bottom. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. It's also in the first parak of Shabbos. Remember the line, B'Emes Amru. So there's different, sometimes it means Didrabanan, sometimes it means Besora, sometimes it means Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Either way, B'Emes Amru, Yimei Hazav, V'Hazav, V'Mei Hezker, Shavot Sora, Hare Elu Olon Lo. The days of Ziva, if a Nazir or a Nazira are also a Zava, or they are Musgar by being a Mitzora, meaning the Kohen is not sure whether they're a Mitzora or not. So he says, just wait a week. He wasn't machlit them to become a Mitzora yet, but he was just maskir them. He closed them in. All those days count for Naziris. Not only do they don't undermine, but they also count. They also count. Okay, so remember, I think we haven't mentioned it in a long time, but just to mention it, calculations of Ziva versus Nida. What's the difference between a Zava and a Nida? So Rov Rishonim say, the first time a woman has a Re'iyah, she becomes a Nida. And she becomes a Nida for 7 days. 7 days, no matter what. No matter how much flow she has, yes flow, no flow, 7 days. The end of day 7, she does a Hefsek Tahara. If she is clean, she's mutter with her husband that night. That night, period, that's Nida. If she has a re'iyah after those 7 days, then she's in the parsha of Zava already. Again, already. Zava Katana. With the next 11 days, she is a Zava. If she has a re'iyah, and if she sees 3 days in a row, she's a Zava Gadola. Most Rishonim, 99% of Rishonim say, she does not become a Nida again until she has Shivan Akiyam. Until she has Shivan Akiyam, she doesn't go back to Yimei Nida. She's a Zava until she gets Shivan Akiyam. The Rambam argues. The Rambam has a Shita. You'll figure out how he works into the Sugyas. 7-11, 7-11, 7-11 forever. Right when a young lady is 12 years old, 7-11 for the rest of her life. Those days don't move. How do you work out Shivan Akiyam? Okay, that's the Shita of the Rambam against other Rishonim. Okay. Vaita. Says the Gemara, Elu and Aschachos, the first two on the list that a Nazir is not Megaleachon, are the Schachos and Peros. Elu and Aschachos, Ilan HaMesach Al-Ar, it's a tree that overhangs the land. Tosfos says, look at Tosfos Ilan, Omar, Demida Araisa Lavo Ma'alya. This isn't an Ohel Daraisa, Shahanafim Recho Kimzemize. The branches are far from each other, Ve'ed Ben Bosei HaTefach, and they don't have, none of the branches are a Tefach wide. So Mida Araisa, this is not an Ohel. But Afkiish, but Vadek is Eis Ben Ames. Even though there's Vade Mace under there, still going to be tar. But the Rabbanan where goes there, Rabbanan where goes there, because it's close to an Ohel. But that's a Tumah Rabbanan. Next in the Gemara, Upros Ayotzes Ben Geder, or stones that jut out over a fence, out of the fence, with again a mace underneath, and you went under one of them, and you're not sure which one you went under. You're not sure if you're talking mace. Again, this is all Tumah Midra Rabbanan, and therefore another is not Migaleach. The Eretz Ha'amim and the next item on the list in the Mishnah was Eretz Ha'amim, that if a Nazir goes out to Chutz La'aretz, so he is Tameh, but he's not Megalech. It doesn't undermine his Naziris. Ibai Luhu. Eretz Ha'amim, Mishim Avira Gazra Oleh, Adilma Mishim Gusha Gazra Oleh. We had this once earlier. And that is, see, La'el Chafa Baralf. Why did Chazal say that Chutz La'aretz was Tameh? Because of the Gush, the ground. Because of the ground, why would the ground be Tameh? It's going to be Tameh. So Tosfos quotes 2 days. Tosfos quotes either because everybody in the Mabul died there, so there's corpses all over the place. Tosfos says that here, in Dibur Maschil Eretz, the fifth line. Meisei Mabul, O Mipnei, Rovi Mi Yisrael Shenerigo B'Chutz La'aretz. Or so many Jews, Rachmana L'Shana, have been killed in Chutz La'aretz throughout the ages, so that's why. Either way, it's connected to Tumas Meis somehow. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Aulos says a third idea, that the Umos Ha'olam aren't as careful in terms of burying their dead. That's what he says. Kol ha'arad asher b'chutz la'aretz, meshamachma zilzulam b'meisim u'kfirasam, gozarnu al arzo seim tumazu. Either way, according to Tosfos, according to the Rambam, it's connected to Tumas Meis. So did Chazal make a gzeira, make the Tumah because of the gush, the ground, or even, they were patami the avir, the airspace. Forget the ground, the airspace. Nafkamina, if you go in a box. You go in a box, you're not touching the ground. So are you Tamei Mishim Eretz Ha'amim? That's a nafkamina. So did Chazal answer it because of the ground or because of the air? So Tashma, so he said, I'll try to bring a raya. Umazah b'shlishi b'shvi. It says if you sprinkle on, it says in the Mishnah that the whole list, you're right, doesn't undermine the Naziris, but you still have to get sprinkled 3 and 7. V'yamar Mishim Avira, and if it's Mishim Avira, Hazal Lamali. So what do you mean Hazal? Hazal is only for a Tamei Mace connection. The Avira is not connected to Tamei Mace. So Elola Mishav Gush, it must be that it's the Gush, it's the ground of Chutz La'aretz that Chazal were Metame. So my answer is no. Lo La Olam Eimelacha Mishav Avir, really is because of the Avir. V'chiktani Asharim, when it says 3 and 7, that's not referring to the Eretz Amim one. It's referring to the other things on the list. Hakanami Mistavra. This also makes sense. Midiktani, because look at the rest of the list. V'chkelim Anogam Emes. Also on the list in the Mishnah is Kalim that touched a dead body. Hani Kalim Bnei HaZoinun? Do these Kalim create a Tumah that a person who touches it has to get Hazah 3 and 7? Of course not. So that's what you see. One's off the list. One is not going on one. It's not going on the other. This is a Raya first for the Ramban that we started off with. Because what did the Gemara say? The Gemara is a rhetorical question. Are the Kalim that touch a dead body, do they cause Tumah to make you Tameh and you need Hazah 3 and 7? Exactly what the Ramban says, what we read before Allah Torah, that Cherev Harika Cholo does not really create the same as a Tumah as a dead body. Meaning, even if you touch a Cherev Harika Cholo, you do not have to get Hazah 3 and 7. It's Batami Yubamak, it's Batami Yubamasa, it's not OL, it's not Hazah 3 and 7. This is one of the Rayas. What's the way to get out of it?
These are metal.
Maybe it's not metal. Maybe it's not metal. We're not talking about metal. We're talking about other Kalim. What happens? We said the Rambam and the Risi Punto right here in the Tosfos says, even non-metal. So we're talking about Klicheres here. Maybe we're talking about Klicheres here. Maybe it's a special din by Nazir, the Rambam says. by Nazir, just like we had yesterday in Oset Pesach, especially only Nazir is not Tamei. So maybe the Rambam would say here is Dafka Nazir, but don't bring me a rise to, in general, the din of Cherev Har Yugachol. But there is a Machlokas Rishonim here. Look at the fifth Y line in Tosfos, and with this we'll finish. Fifth Y line in Tosfos. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. You can say we're talking about metal in the Mishnah. Why? Rabbeinu Tam says if you really have a cherev harei kachalo, a nazir is megaleach on that. Meaning if you have a metal kli, Rabbeinu Tam limits it to metal, a nazir would undermine his nazirs by touching the sword. And then Reb Chaim Cohen says, what are you talking about? There he quotes that pasuk I mentioned before. Ezu b'ayis ha-shativnu li. De'im nazir megaleach alav, who did the coin muzer alav? So machlokas we shown him here whether another is megalech and a cherev harei kachalo. Machlokas we shown him whether it only applies to metal kalim or applies to other kalim. Right? All these are machlokas we shown him if there's a hazah gimel v'zayin or not. All these are machlokas we shown him in the sugya of cherev harei kachalo. Is it mamish like a cholo or is it only ki cholo? Yeah. Even if it's not touching the body anymore. Did it have to be inside the body? I think even touching the body. I don't think it has to be in the body. I think it's touch the clothing. The Rambam says clothing even. Right, begadim. Yeah. I'm saying, but that's the pie. The pashas of the pasuk. It says halal cherev. So the Rishonim that already expanded, the Rishonim that limited to klei matchis, maybe they limited. But many Rishonim, the Rambam, the Risi Panto, they all expanded. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but we had two things we didn't get to finish. We'll start with tomorrow. Number one, Kohanim going to Chutz Laaretz, which we touched on a few weeks ago, but we'll mention it again. How can a Kohen go to Chutz Laaretz if it's Tamei? And number two, we'll have to talk about, Tosfos here talks about metal tachshitim. Are they called begadim? The tzitz. Is the tzitz one of the big day kahuna? That's Tosfos here talks about. Okay, we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Sure. Today's shiur was sponsored, L'zeich HaNishmas, Simarachol. Simarachol Bas HaRav Tzvi Aryeh, Dr. Freeman's mother, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah.